This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Here we are to work our way through a number of things, which is what we do here on the DJV Experience. The Motor Trend Car of the Year and Truck of the Year and Sport Utility of the Year have been announced, and we're going to have the official word on that. Just a matter of moments. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you ladies have spoiled, you've ruined my life. I never, ever would have before gone to websites like BuzzFeed to see what's going on. But here I am, captured by headlines as follows. Why lesbians and other queer women love Harry Styles. Why the lesbos... And other, why do they refer to lesbos and other queer women?
Wait, lesbos? Okay. It actually says that?
Well,
no.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I haven't heard that term since, like, what, the 80s?
I know, right?
I guess. It probably says other queer women because it means, like, trans women and bisexual women.
Okay, so then you're the big Harry Styles expert, Kara. Why do these people...
But I'm also not part of the LGBT community. You're the one reading...
I didn't say that.
No, but I'm saying you're the one reading the article. You're the one with the answer in front of you. I don't know.
Well, yeah, but I figured you, because you're such a Harry Styles fan, would know why it is that these people... he wore a pink... What did he?
I don't know. It's because he's very, very accepting of the LGBT community, and he runs around with a rainbow flag or a trans flag on the stage occasionally, and I don't know, stands up for their rights. That's probably why they like him.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. I'm for that.
It's not rocket surgery.
No. Rocket science?
What's rocket surgery?
You mean it's not like me. Victoria's been around me too long. Jeez. Getting cracked as well. Okay, here's another headline from BuzzFeed. Jennifer Lawrence wants to buy a farm, a goat farm. She wants to be a goat farmer. She wants to milk goats.
Well, isn't she from Kentucky?
Yeah, she's from...
Pretty sure she is.
Southern state. But
that might not
what does that
be that
mean? Everybody
off.
In Kentucky wants to have a goat?
No,
a
but
goat
I'm saying
what
maybe
that?
She grew up on a farm or near farms.
You're making an assumption here that I think is might be a little bit of a stretch.
Okay. Sure.
So if she was from Manhattan, I'd go, oh, wow, all right, so she really wants to experiment with goats. But maybe it's not that far off for her if she's already from a farming community.
So is this a thing that she actually wants to do, or is this like a method acting? Like she's going to be in a movie about goat farming?
No, she wants to take a break.
She's quitting acting, yeah.
She wants to take a break. Yeah, she's had enough. It's time now for us to embrace her. She'd be a good guest for the American Family Farmer, Victoria. Let's see if we can...
That's such a crock of horse poop, because you just said during the break that you love Jennifer Lawrence, and so now, of course, that she has anything connected to a farm, now apparently she makes an amazing expert guest.
Absolutely. How did you know? Reading my mind.
So transparent.
Oh, my goodness. What, I'm transparent?
Your motives.
Really? My motives are pure as the... I hope there isn't too much snow floating around one way or the other. All right, so as long as we're into the charm department, I thought perhaps you might be interested. I want to see if you fit into the groove here. There's a study out this week suggesting that dolphins are, they like women more than they like men. So if your partner is coming up blank with Christmas gift ideas, you can gift shame that person. The information here is that male dolphins give gifts to females in hope of impressing them. So all of you, Jennifer, Jeff, should be paying attention to this. and Victoria. But I don't think you have to. You don't have to shame your guys into buying good things for you.
Sure,
or doing
you do. How do you make change if you don't shame somebody every once in a while?
Really?
Are we supposed to be looking to the Dolphins for inspiration for the
yes.
kind of gifts that people want, or just you know?
Well, the no.
Yeah.
The
what
observation.
Do they? Where do they go shopping? I mean, what's the? Do they have Black Friday? Do the Dolphins take part? Like
we have Blackfish yeah. Friday.
Yeah. Right.
Fish Friday. Humpback. The no. That's the Catholic Church has that. Anyway, the. Let's see. These scientists have observed humpback male dolphins presenting females with large marine sponges as
oh,
gifts.
That's what I always wanted. That's
they
cute.
Observe male humpback dolphins acting as wingmen for each other.
Oh,
this type of male cooperation is unusual in dolphins.
The local watering hole.
Fraternity can't be shared. First time the level of social complexity has been observed in dolphins. Researchers say this is incredibly rare in mammals, except, of course, in the human species. There are three possible reasons for this behavior. A, it's simple gift-giving. B, it's a signal of fitness. Or C, quality as a mate. It's a threat to coerce her into mating with him versus the other guy who's on the other side.
Wow. So, like, so I wonder if she chooses by who gives her the better marine sponge.
That could be it.
That's what I do.
One thing they do know, only the big dolphins put on this show, and almost always it's for the benefit of the female dolphins. So the big dolphins want...
What do they do with the sponge? Like, do they decorate their apartment?
Sure. I don't know. But you know what, dolphins, seriously, they are... There's so much that we can learn. There's so much work that's been done on them and their ability to communicate. It's pretty fab, actually. So
It's pretty fab.
It is pretty fab. Pretty fab. All right. Well, if I'm going to have you sending me to BuzzFeed, I got to talk like I read BuzzFeed. And don't BuzzFeed read
I don't recall sending you to BuzzFeed.
Fab.
You just find these things on your own.
Also, when was the last time you heard any of us say the word fab?
Fabulous.
I believe there's a little... Are you making a little fun of me? Is that what's going on?
Just a little bit.
Have you met us? Of course we are.
Right.
What do you...
All right. I got a job listing here that I saw that was very interesting. A care counselor. I'm looking at ZipRecruiter.com and all of the job listings that they have. You know, we talk... Here's a cleaner working on a second shift at a big factory. Let's see here. Stock associates wanted... here's a water heater repair man, 40% bonus for that. This is all online. There are some jobs in public sector that are available. There's a guy who needs somebody to help him run an electric vehicle charging station that has just opened up here in my local area. It's all on ZipRecruiter. So ZipRecruiter.com. I can give you 89 zillion different examples of reasons to go to ZipRecruiter because they're so different. You want a job, need a job, and are searching for a job, then get your CV up on ZipRecruiter so that they can send somebody who's looking for you to get into the job that they have in their company. It's easy. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJB and use the tools they have there free the first time around. ZipRecruiter, been used by growing businesses of all sizes, by people looking who are good quality candidates. You'll get matched. It'll be wonderful, like a marriage made in heaven. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use ZipRecruiter free. Get that job you want. Now. Now's the time to trade up at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Did you know nearly 29 million Americans have diabetes? Hi, I'm Senator Linda Stewart from Orlando, and this November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. If you have type 2 diabetes, you're at risk for complications, including an increased risk for heart disease. Please talk to your doctor about screening for diabetes and heart disease. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to the big announcement now. Edward Lowe is joining us, lifelong car lover, editor-in-chief of Motor Trend since 2011. Motor Trend has announced not only the car of the year, but the truck of the year and the SUV of the year. Mr. Lowe, happy to have you here. What's the Let's I want to get the rules straight first. How do you at Motor Trends select the car or the truck or the SUV of the year?
That's a great question, and thanks for having me. Well, sure. What we do is we start with all of the all-newer, significantly updated vehicles. We haul them out to some proving grounds out in the desert, and we test them against our awards' six criteria. We look at things like value, safety, fuel efficiency, engineering excellence, advancement in design, and a catch-all we call performance of intended function, which is basically how well does the vehicle do its job.
All right. Motor Trend's Car of the Year first.
Well, we're proud to announce that Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year is the Alfa Romeo Giulia. And the reason why we chose it is it's just a phenomenal sports sedan, looks great, very fuel efficient, incredibly safe vehicle. It's an IIHS top safety pick, and it's just a lot of fun and super sexy.
So is this, the list is not necessarily based on practicality. How many people would go out and buy an Alfa Romeo? How affordable are they now to what I remember them being? Or that's not a criteria?
No, it is. Value is one of the criteria for sure. And to be honest, this is a vehicle that can fit a lot of people's needs. You know, there's a vehicle that one at a price point roughly around $35,000, and then you can go all the way up into the $80,000 range if you want a super sports sedan.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is something to think about. Next, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year. This is what I'm a truck driver, so I'm not a truck driver, but I drive a pickup truck, so I want to know what the Truck of the Year is.
So we're proud to announce that Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year is the Ford F-150. And this award really goes across the line for Ford. You know, F-150 has been a top seller in the truck segment, and in this case, F-150 really at any level proves itself to be the best truck for 2018.
I've been driving Ford trucks for a long time. I have a Ford F, I have a 350, a 250, a 350, a 450, and a 550 on my farm. And they've been the truck of the year. You can't kill them. My trucks are older, but the Ford it has lasted. It's actually quite a good truck. So that's interesting to see that it's still there. Okay. I'm also an SUV driver, so what do we have for this year's best SUV?
Well, for 2018, Motor Trend's SUV of the year is the Honda CR-V. And this is a very family-friendly, high-value, very affordable two-row SUV that seats five and has a tremendous amount of cargo space.
All right. How much pressure is brought to bear on you to have American vehicles, American-made cars and trucks on this list? Who pressures you, if anybody, to, and I mean that in a negative sense, but you have a lot of people, you know, looking, this is a very important award, so how do you decide? You use all these criteria that you've been through, but does anybody say, come on, pal, let's make them all American?
Yeah, that's a great question. To be honest, we don't get a lot of pressure, you know, outside. We do hear from our readers every now and then. They do tend to love the American brands.
Yeah.
But we do go back to them and say, well, you tell me what's American. You know, CR-V, that SUV,
right.
Made in America. Here,
yeah.
Made in America, East Liberty, Ohio. You know, F-150s are made in America, but have parts made in both Canada and Mexico.
Yep.
So, you know, if you get right down to it, it's pretty hard to define what American is.
And that's the answer, by the way, that really does suit, because there's no such thing anymore as anything. In my cars, anything. Nothing's made in America exclusively.
Exactly.
So, information, people are buying cars, it's a good time of year to buy a car. Where do they go to get the info that you have just described, at least if they want more detail? Where do they go?
So they can go to our website, motortrendawards.com, for news on all of the winners and the contenders. For general car buying news, they can go to motortrend.com or visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/motortrend.
Motortrendaward.com. If you want to use the info when you're buying your own, your new vehicle, this is very important information to have at motortrendaward.com. All right, good to have you here, Mr. Lowe. Thank you, Edward Lowe, who runs Motor Trend magazine. This is good stuff. I love cars, man. You hear me talking about it all the time. Cars, trucks. 21 past the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This may be an indicator of how out of touch I am with certain styles of music. Gangnam Style is one of them. This is Psy. That's it, Psy, P-S-Y. By the way, Psy tweeted his thanks to fans for watching Gangnam Style on YouTube over 3 billion times. This is a guy from Korea who obviously has lots of energy and lots of fans, right? Third most watched video on YouTube, following Luis Fonsi's Despacito and Wiz. Why do you give me these things? Why do you give me these? Because you know that I'm going to mess it up. You do that on purpose.
Well, you have two other people who could tell the story.
All right, go ahead. Tell the story. Three other people that can tell the story.
Right. Well, so the whole point of this is that this is the most viewed video ever in the history of YouTube. 3 billion views. And so it actually just lost the title to Despacito, which is not Despacito, which sounds delicious.
Yeah, right.
So Despacito took it over, and Wiz Khalifa's See You Again
song. Who are these people? I don't know who these people are.
Famous singers.
Yeah. Rappers.
Wiz Khalifa?
Seriously.
Why would I be interested in a rapper? I'm not into that music.
He loves the marijuana, by the way. I happened to be at a mall where he was doing an appearance, and you could just smell out of the store the reek of weed. It was so funny. He's quite the fan.
This is Wiz Khalifa you're talking about?
Take a Wiz.
Yes, this is his big song, See You Again. When Paul Walker died from the Fast and the Furious franchise, this song was played as his tribute.
I remember this. Yes, I do remember the song now.
See, you do know who Wiz Khalifa is.
I didn't know who he was, but I remember the song. And why is the Fast and Furious movies are all over the place? Now, again, what's going on with that? Why are they so prevalent on all the movie channels? And
they're just making so much money. They're branching out into other, I guess, The Rock gets his own spinoff next.
Interesting stuff to watch. Let's see, what else have we got? You know what? Last night I fell asleep on the couch watching Speed. I forgot how Jennifer, I love that. The movie was made about the time I started spending my time in Los Angeles. The old Santa Monica bus. They actually wrecked 5 buses when they did that movie. Did you know that?
And when they were building the 110 freeway, that's where the bus went over. Or the 105, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, next on the Music Billboard, The Boss has extended his Broadway. This is such a ripoff. It really is. They've moved this into 2018. But, you know, you get all excited. I signed up for it. I was going to go bring Meredith. But you know, they don't treat you well. I don't think they handle this well at all. I don't know whether the boss... I can't imagine the boss signs off on how they do this sort of thing. He's usually pretty careful, though, isn't he? About how Ticketmaster and these others...
Well, they signed up. No, like, it's up to the artist to sign up for the verified fan thing. So he definitely knew that it was going on, and he signed off on it beforehand. It's just confusing for a lot of people because you essentially have to sign up, and then you get a code, and not everyone gets a code.
Right.
That's how it was for the Harry Styles shows. That's how it was for Ed Sheeran, and it just kind of...
Yeah.
Harry Styles?
It's the luck of the draw.
Same thing, yeah.
Do they only allow lesbians and...
That's exactly why I got to go. I'm a big lesbian.
You should sign up, though, Doug, for the lottery, because that's what I've been signing up for every day.
Yeah, I'm going to California.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are 34 after the hour. Yes, we are here for you. Happy to have you along for our conversations here. What you can expect is the unexpected conversation about things that I remember Tom Likas used to say on the radio, things that you really want to talk about. Well, there's good news about the economy, and we're going to focus on that in a few minutes here on the DJB show. In the meantime, how the heck did a lewd photo of this Congressman Joe Barton end up online?
And who wants to see him naked?
I know. We're talking about some of these congressmen, Nancy Pelosi standing up for John Conyers, which seems to be a mistake for a lot of different reasons. But Barton seems to have his faculties. I'm not sure that John Conyers does. The photo of Barton appears to be from a video that he sent to one of the women that's making the rounds. What in the world is the matter with you?
What is wrong with these fat men who think that women want to look at them naked, like Harvey Weinstein? Ugh.
Yeah, and what is there about these men that are attracted to these positions, and why do people vote for them? Roy Moore is another one. Look at all of this stuff. You know, Jennifer, you and I think we've all talked about this a little bit, about whether the accusations are of value or not. Look at it, with one, there comes another, and then comes another. Now Jeremy Piven, the show that he's done has been canceled because CBS is concerned about all of the allegations. The latest one from somebody that was on Entourage said that you want to ruin somebody, you just don't like them. You can come up with anything. There's no evidence of any of this stuff.
That's what makes me really nervous about all this, is you want to get to the ones that are serious and that have merit behind them, but what you don't want is a trend of weaponizing these claims against people who didn't commit them. And it's there's a gray area, and it's a really fine line, because you want to support the women who were really attacked and who were really preyed upon. But, man, it's, especially to be a guy, it's a really scary time. I don't know. I don't envy you boys, because it's tough.
And everybody doesn't like you can take a shot.
You know, and the thing is that everybody's definition of what's appropriate is different. And there is no set of standards. I mean, look, if you tell a joke in front of me that's kind of lewd, I'm probably going to laugh and I'm probably not going to be so offended. But there might be another woman who is triggered by a joke like that. And so I really think, and I think it's important for all of us as women to talk about this, is if you're uncomfortable in the moment, say something. Because if you're not, you're not doing anybody any favors, because then this behavior continues and we have this systemic problem.
Does it get twisted around or turned around? What happens if women act in a suggestive way when there are men around, or make men the object of their suggestions or innuendos or whatever?
It happens.
Yeah, no, it does happen. So where is that conversation? Why isn't there a conversation? I'm not saying the men don't deserve
it's all
to get
about the line
beginning,
of what of who thinks it's offensive. I mean, many times if women are acting that way, men look at it as a badge of honor. So, you know, it just depends on who's receiving this kind of behavior. Are they offended by it, or do they think it's, you know, it's kind of cool, it's all right. Hey, she's, you know, a chick's coming on to me. Who knows?
Is there a place to hide from this? Is there a way to hide from it?
I don't think so at this point.
No.
I mean, and you know, the sad thing is, like, I really, I don't know. For women, this is a tough position for us to be in, too, because there are certain guys, you know, like what's her name? Lena Dunham. She's in a whole lot of hot water right now because she and her writing partner from the HBO show Girls came out in defense of one of their directors who was accused of rape. And they said, you know, we've known this guy for a really long time. Yeah. We defend him.
Isn't that what people did with Al Franken? They kind of did the same thing.
Right. But then now Lena Dunham and her partner are getting bashed for defending the guy. So it's tough to be a woman in this instance, too, because if you want to defend someone that you believe to be innocent, who's a male, then you get the backlash from other women, but at the same time you have to stand up for what's right. Yeah. I believed that Jeremy Piven didn't do anything wrong, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know him. That was just my instinct.
CBS is worried, so now they pulled the plug on his new TV show.
Right.
So, I didn't, by the way, I've watched a couple times. I don't get it, but
maybe that's the real reason that they're pulling it.
Yeah. All right, here's something that I'd like your focus on. Lady named Sarah Sims has a daughter that was being bullied in elementary school. So she talked to people at the school, and they didn't really come up with any great response. So she decided to investigate on her own. She sent her daughter to school with an audio recorder in her backpack, hoping to get audio from the classroom and the bullies. And people at the school found out about it. They confiscated the device. And now she is in trouble with the law because apparently this is a felony. Intercepting electronic or oral communications is a misdemeanor. And also, it is in this circumstance, contributes to the delinquency of a minor, i.e. her daughter. She's not able to, she's a full-time student, works full-time. And so,
what state was this in?
This is Virginia.
Because, you know, each state has a different weird law with recording people.
You can go to jail for 5 years, for God's sakes.
Like, I think in New York, both parties need to know that there's recording, but I think in California, only one party needs to know. And there's a lot of weirdness with different laws of recording.
Yeah.
I mean, I applaud a mother for trying to get to the bottom of it. That's
Me
a very misguided tactic, though.
Well, but how else do you do it if the school won't do anything?
Yeah,
in Virginia, it's a one-party consent state, meaning that it's legal for somebody to record others when the person recording is involved in the conversation, but she wasn't. Her daughter, it was legal if she was involved in the conversation, she could record it. But there were no, neither side knew that this recording device was there.
Hmm.
And so now they may prosecute her. I don't know. I just.
Well, did she get at least get any evidence of bullying?
Not that I can see. Oh. No, I don't see or hear anything. It's in the Norfolk area, and the locals can't comment on a pending trial. But the police were brought in. Come on, the kid's being bullied. Apparently, she's been bullied at the school a number of times. She's a third grader. She was kicked in her stomach. She was hit with a rope on her neck.
Where's the school, though, to stop this? This is physical violence.
The kid's afraid to go to school.
Wow.
She's afraid to go to school, and they're taking it out on her mother. There's something really wrong with this picture.
Although, on the other end of that, though, what if your grandson was in the class and then you found out Miles was being recorded and being surveilled during the day without his knowledge or without his parents knowing? That's pretty terrible.
Well, if Miles is doing something or anybody's doing something they ought not to be doing, then that's the real lesson here.
Mm-hmm.
The lesson is you get the people who are doing this stuff. There's way too much bullying. There's way too much support for bullying on these social media sites. Just really pretty sick stuff. So something to be thinking about. In a moment, some good news about our economy. In the meantime, here's some more good news. Those of you who are focused on your health and well-being, omega-3. You know about the fish oil, omega-3s. You don't want 6s, you don't want 9s. You want omega-3s. And now you've heard a lot about this new krill oil, K-R-I-L-L. And so you're wondering yourself, well, do I take fish oil? Do I take krill oil? Well, that problem has been solved by Purity Products because they've combined the two of them. Nutritionists have formulated this solution so everybody is satisfied with krill omega-50 plus. With CoQ10, Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 gets to the heart of what you need fish oil for, and that is your heart. Krill oil for your joints. It's a small little pill, very powerful, great for comfort, your joints. Man, I started taking this stuff because I had a problem with my knee, and it really makes a big difference. This is so good. You need to know about how well it works. And the folks at Purity Products are happy to supply you with a full month supply free when you call 800-355-1493. Call that number now and order the new Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. It's 800-355-1493. Just pay a bit of shipping and claim your free bottle and have everybody call that number and get a bottle for everybody in your family. 800-1 bottle to a customer, but, how many people in your family can be customers? 800-355-1493. I want you to feel better. I want you to be good. I want you to be well and good. And you will be. Get on the product, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Free bottle at 800-355-1493.
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 45 at the hour, DJV time. Sharon Miller is the head of small businesses at Bank of America. Her team is responsible for delivering business and personal financial solutions to the 3 million small business owners that are at the bank, and thus is very good with her fingers on the pulse, the economy. Small businesses on track to beat revenues. Is that because this time of year makes everybody happy, or is this something that has been going on all year, Sharon Miller?
Well, good morning, Ron, and thank you so much for having me. Yes, for one, this has been going on all year, so this is an outlook of the entire year of 2017, and how do business owners feel when you compare that with 2016? So it's a year-to-date view, but I would also say that, yeah, this time of year, it's an optimistic one. Holiday spending's coming up, and it is a good time for spending, and we do expect year-end spending of the holidays to be better than 2016 as well.
Well, if you look ahead, and I've seen stuff all over the place, Bloomberg has been pretty upbeat about what next year is all about, and so are government officials. So is this good news for small business owners as the economic outlook really looks much stronger for next year even?
Absolutely, and I think, you know, if there's something to be said about momentum and what happens, you know, in the last quarter of the year, it sort of carries over into 2018. For all practical purposes, we're already there. I mean, we're a little over a month away, and we're in 2018. So absolutely, I think it bodes well for the outlook going into next year.
Isn't that amazing how time flies? My God, look at, we're almost into 2018. So let's talk about hiring. I just did a spot for ZipRecruiter and how optimistic they are hiring for the next year. All of this revenue growth really will keep itself kind of going because it'll mean businesses will feel good about hiring, right?
Well, they do feel good about hiring. However, you know, there is a war for talent out there. I mean, when you look at the unemployment, we are at all-time lows. So business owners are having to get creative about how they're attracting talent. So when we asked, does this revenue growth, you know, translate into hiring, it doesn't necessarily, you know, translate into growing their staff. What they do talk about is retaining employees, thinking about flexible work arrangements, and how do you make sure that you've got the best people working for you. And so all those themes come through. And even if you don't grow or expand your sales force or your service or your contact centers, what happens is you're going to lose some people. They're going to go other places. They're going to choose to do something else. So you're still going to have to hire just to maintain the same level of employment that you had, you know, previous. So there's always that replacing attrition, people are hiring, and they're out there trying to attract the best people.
Is there a geographic component to this, Sharon?
There absolutely is. So we survey, you know, across the country, and, you know, we oversample in 10 of the larger metropolitan areas, you know, like your Dallas, Houston, San Francisco, Charlotte, Boston, so the larger metropolitan areas. But I would say, you know, the themes, they come through in every one of these surveys. We also sample it and sort of set it apart, urban versus rural. And you will see that some of the concerns that come through, especially on the urban, so the larger metropolitan areas, the strength of the U.S. dollar, that's something that concerns more people living in the cities versus in the rural areas. They're just not as concerned. So there is some differences of opinion. But, you know, I can give you a few stats here. You know, in Houston, they plan to hire more in 2018. Dallas-Fort Worth is feeling like their revenue is going to increase. San Francisco, they're thinking about perks. So all these things, you know, there's some differences, but the themes stay true when you think about the major cities coast to coast.
Yeah. All right. A lot of information here at bankofamerica.com/small business. They're always doing these surveys that are very helpful to small business entrepreneurs. So if you want to check this, compare it to what your business is doing or what you're thinking, bankofamerica.com/small business. Thank you to Sharon Miller from Bank of America. It's 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Information from Dr. Jack Stockwell, gooddayhealthshow.com is where you will find podcasts of information. You get right down to the nitty-gritty. We have his podcast and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Jack also has his own podcast, as you've heard from us over the last several years. ForbiddenDoctor.com is the place to go to find all kinds of information about new studies and old studies. Here's a study that claims that you could double your risk of developing stomach cancer. We'll tell you how that may happen right after this.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
All right, 56 past the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. So developing stomach, people who go to the doctor, a conventional doctor says, all right, you've got, and I've been there, done that. I used to have acid reflux and the heartburn and all that other stuff, horrible. And so I took some acid reflux drugs. According to a study here, that looks like a no-no.
Well, the study comes out of the University of Hong Kong and the University College London School of Pharmacy. And in some parts of the world, some of the things that are restricted in this country by prescription are easily available over-the-counter. Mm-hmm. And the PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors, commonly known as Prilosec, Prevacid, Protonix, these drugs, they've been watching these people for a number of years. It's over 20,000 people. And what they found out is that every year that goes by that you use these drugs on a regular basis, your chances of stomach cancer are greatly increased.
I used them once. They made me feel worse than I did before. So let's talk about alternatives, because that's what people want to hear. They want to know, if you don't recommend, people have a lot of respect for you, so if you don't give people these protein pump inhibitors, then what do you do to get rid of the problem?
Podcast number 29 at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Podcast number 29.
So what does it say?
Here's the thing, is that a lot of people have this upside down in this respect. Most people have acid indigestion, not because they have too much acid. It's because they don't have enough acid. Because most of the foods that make up the standard American diet anymore do not really trigger a deep acid release inside the stomach. And your stomach is not going to release its contents until it's been acidified. That's the whole idea of this bag that we have there at the bottom of our esophagus to fill up with hydrochloric acid to start breaking down the proteins that we're eating. It doesn't have that much of an effect on carbohydrates. It doesn't have that much of an effect on the fats. It's designed to break down dense protein structures. And when it's essentially acidified, the stomach will release it into the small intestine, where it's buffered by alkaline-rich materials to balance out that acid, and the digestive process of the carbohydrates and the fats continue, as well as the proteins. Now, when you don't have enough acid, the stuff sits there in the stomach, and it ferments. And it forms gas, and it causes bloating, discomfort, and that gas has got to go somewhere, and it's going to go up before it goes down, and it blows what acid is in the stomach back up into the esophagus. Unnatural acids are also formed by that fermentation, and before long, you have this life sentence of heartburn when all you do is add digestive enzymes and acid to your food, and it's no longer a problem. We cleared up in 2 or 3 days.
Long Life Energy and
Podcast 29
at ForbiddenDoctor.com as well. All right. Here's the word from Dr. Jack, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.